as we know, there just is not affordable housing in Denver, and so we had to come up with some kind of creative solution. The biggest barriers to this path, and this is the tiny homes in particular, Denver Homeless Out Loud has been doing very intense advocacy on this for the last 3 or 4 years, and they've been asking for tiny homes and trying to get a way paved, and every time they've run into barriers, primarily the Denver City Zoning Code. So until last Friday, there had never been such a structure approved through zoning. And so we created an argument for why tiny homes should be permissible according to the Denver Zoning Code in the central mixed-use zone district, and the city accepted that. And that was a huge hurdle to clear. That really paved the way for us. But then beyond that, the big hurdles we're still facing are our fundraising. You know, we're trying to come up with funds, and we've had a crowdfunding campaign that's been going on for the last 22, 23 days, and in that amount of time, we've raised over $22,000, so about $1,000 a day, which isn't too bad, and we're just super excited about the support we've gained from the community, and we're hoping to reach out to foundations and larger funders as well to see if they can stand beside the community in this effort. So from that perspective, the zoning code has been a huge hurdle. The fundraising has been a huge hurdle. Another hurdle is the still yet to come is getting this through the building department. So now the building department has to approve it, and we're working diligently towards that right now.
Given that there are thousands of people who are homeless in Denver, I know the numbers that we get about the people who are spending nights on the street are horrifying enough, but that's really the tip of the iceberg if you look at people sleeping in cars or couch surfing or just not making themselves known in these surveys. I think in 2016, one particular night in the Denver metro area, there were almost 5,500 people counted as homeless on the streets. As I said, that's the tip of the iceberg. So how many people can actually be housed in this village? And ultimately, if you have the changes in zoning laws and more permits are given and more land becomes available and funding becomes available, how much can this really impact the homeless population in the city?
That's a great question. So in the Beloved Community Village, the model that we propose is that we could house 15 to 20 people experiencing homelessness at any given time. You know that that's that's not even the tip of the iceberg. And I was with a friend just last week and was talking about this. And he said, 15 to 20 people, what's the point? And I said, well, for those 15 to 20 people, it's a home, and that's the point. But beyond that, the model that we're pushing as the Colorado Village Collaborative is to scale this project horizontally. And so instead of thinking about how many people can we get in one space, how many people can we fit in one space, we want to think about how can we build dignity, how can we restore community, and how can we provide safe spaces for people to exist as human beings. And so if we can think about how to create those kinds of spaces and then scale that horizontally, our goal would be to have, one of these up and running this summer and then three up and running by the wintertime, and then as many as, 10 within the next 3 years, and then just to keep scaling that on and on and on. And then all of a sudden, what we're talking about is having a tiny home village in every neighborhood so that all the services aren't centralized into one part of town, but that we can restore relationships across communities where those relationships are broken down. And we can, bring people into community and into relationship with one another through this model.